My guest at this time is Dr. George Delgado, Medical Director at Culture of Life Family Services in California. He has recently published a study showing that the initial stage of a chemically induced abortion can be reversed, and most likely with no birth defects. He joins me now to discuss how this reversal works and how many pregnancies this could realistically impact. And Dr. Delgado, thanks so much for your time today.
You're very welcome. Well, I think this really is a big breakthrough because in our country, something like 30 to 40% of all abortions are medical mifepristone abortions. So we're talking about 300,000 cases a year. And in some percentage of these cases, we know that women have second thoughts and change their minds and may want a second chance at choice. We know this because they call the hotline of their own volition and because they've searched us out. So this is a very exciting thing. This new article now effectively proves that the use of progesterone in order to reverse the effects of mifepristone medical abortions is safe and it's effective. And as you mentioned, the birth defect rate we saw in the study was about the same as that in the general population. The preterm birth rate was actually lower than the general population. With our very best progesterone protocols, our success rates were between 64 and 68%. Now, that compares with the historic control rate. If a woman takes mifepristone and does nothing else, receives no treatment, just waits to see what happens, 25% of those embryos survive. So survival goes from 25% up to 68% with our treatments.
This report is in the journal known as Issues in Law and Medicine. Help our listeners understand a little bit better what you're talking about with progesterone and mifepristone.
Sure. So progesterone, as the name implies, progestation, it is a hormone that is essential for the health of a pregnancy. Without progesterone, every pregnancy would miscarry. So we know that progesterone is extremely important. That's why they started using mifepristone to cause medical abortions, because they discovered that mifepristone blocks the effects of progesterone by blocking the receptors where the progesterone needs to land in the cells in order to cause its effects. So what we've devised is a strategy whereby we give supplemental progesterone so that there is more progesterone in the system, and it outcompetes the mifepristone at the receptor sites until the mifepristone washes out of the system. So that's the basic rationale for using progesterone in order to halt the effects of the mifepristone abortion.
We're talking with Dr. George Delgado, Medical Director at Culture of Life Family Services. And sir, you mentioned the number of chemically induced abortions that occur in a year, and there are multiple phases to a chemical abortion. So what you're saying is that the first stage of a chemically induced abortion can be reversed. If the patient were to go beyond that, then this treatment would not be effective. Is that right?
Well, this treatment is you can consider it a direct antidote to the first drug that is taken, the mifepristone. We do not have an antidote for the second drug called misoprostol. So at this time, no, we do not have a way to reverse it once the woman has taken both of the medications.
How is this study being received in not only the scientific community, but I guess the political community, given the political overtones that abortion always has?
Well, so far we've seen a mixed variety of different responses. Those people who tend to be pro-life have really welcomed it and see this as another step in demonstrating the safety of an effectiveness and of offering women a real viable option after having taken mifepristone. Those who have been opposed to this since the start almost and have made many prejudicial comments in the press, well, they're saying that this is not enough scientific evidence and this and that. But some of them are even conceding some of our points. For example, Dr. Daniel Grossman was quoted in a recent Washington Post article. Dr. Grossman was the lead author in a study published in the journal called Contraception that directly attacked our work, and it was published about 2 or 3 years ago. And so in this quote from the Washington Post, he conceded the figure that only 25% of embryos will survive mifepristone if nothing else is done. Previously, people in his camp had been giving false information and really exaggerating the survival rate of, of the embryo if nothing is done. So that was really great that he conceded that point. The other comment he made in that article was that it does make biologic sense to give progesterone to try to reverse the effects of the mifepristone. So it's always good when your opponents make statements that support you, because you know that you can believe them, because it sort of goes against what they've been fighting all along.
You mentioned, Dr. Delgado, it's hard to get a firm number on how many women have a change of heart after having that first round of a chemically induced abortion, which is now treatable based on the research that you've done. But do you have a ballpark number? Any idea of what percentage of pregnancies could be saved as a result of this?
Well, I think a conservative estimate would be 10% of women would want to consider reversal. And I base that even based on studies that are touted by the abortion advocates. And these are studies that show that, you know, some number like that, 10%, they call it a very small number, which you might say 10% is pretty small, have second thoughts. Now, but when you look at the number of medical abortions per year, 300,000, that 10% of that is 30,000 women. So if 30,000 women a year would be interested in this treatment, I think that we should do everything we can to educate them so that they know that it is available. Now, there are other researchers who look at women who've had abortion and look at them more longitudinally out throughout time, and they see that a much higher percentage of women have second thoughts and have regrets. So I think that as we study that more, and I hope that social scientists and psychologists are willing to study this more, we'll find out that probably a higher percentage of women have regret and might consider that second chance at choice, because having an abortion fundamentally goes against the hardwiring of a woman who is hardwired to be nurturing and to protect her young, including her unborn.
We talked about the big numbers, 300,000, 10% of that being 30,000 each year that could potentially be saved by this. While those numbers are certainly attention-grabbing, often it's more powerful to hear the story of one. So what kind of reaction have you gotten from a patient or patients who have gone through this and have since delivered healthy children?
Well, the almost unanimously, their comments are of great relief and great gratitude that they had this opportunity to reverse their medical abortions. They are extremely grateful. And even though the ones who have had unsuccessful reversals and they have gone on to abort, even they have said that they are grateful that at least they had the opportunity to try. So I think for these women, it's a very powerful experience. It's empowering to them. It gives them a second choice. And I think it really helps them to heal and to go forward in their lives in a really positive fashion.
And finally, sir, where does your research take you from here?
Well, the next step is a randomized controlled trial so that we can compare the different modes and doses of progesterone administration in a head-to-head fashion to see which ones are better. So I've already started the design of that study, and I'm looking forward to refining it and then acquiring some funding so that we can go ahead and move forward. That will increase the scientific foundation for supporting abortion pill reversal.
Fascinating developments. Dr. Delgado, congratulations on your success, and thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for your interest.
Absolutely. Dr. George Delgado is medical director at Culture of Life Family Services in California. He's recently published a study showing that the initial stage of a chemically induced abortion can be reversed. You can find that in the journal known as Issues in Law and Medicine. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.